You're listening to an encore presentation of the Bishop's Corner. No phone calls will be taken at this time.
The Living Bread Radio Network presents The Bishop's Corner with Bishop George Murray, Bishop of the Diocese of Youngstown, Ohio. Bishop Murray is taking your calls at 888-966-2903. Bishop Murray wants to answer your questions on the featured topic of the day or about the Catholic faith in general. Lines are open now at 888-966-2903 on the Bishop's Corner. And now, here's Bishop Murray and your host, Barb Gaskell.
Hello, and welcome to the Bishop's Corner. I'm your host, Barb Gaskell, and we are live in studio today with Bishop George Murray of the Diocese of Youngstown. Welcome, Bishop Murray.
Thank you, Barb. Good to be back with you again.
Yeah, it's great. I'm glad you came back. Well, again, this is a live call-in program, and we want you to know that our topic today is the Sacrament of Confession and the Holy Spirit. And Bishop Murray will be taking your phone calls with any questions that you have about the Sacrament of Confession or the Holy Spirit. So you can call us right now, toll-free, at 888-966-2903. Again, that's toll-free. 888-966-2903, or you can email us at askthebishop@livingbreadradio.com. Well, it's fun to have you back, Bishop Murray, and we had so much fun last week, I think, talking about the sacrament of baptism, and this just seems to be a natural follow-up that we would talk about the sacrament of confirmation. So I wonder if you could maybe, just to kind of start us off, kind of explain the sacrament of confirmation, tell us what's happening and why we even do it.
Okay, let's take a step back to last week and just review some of the things that we said last week, because they're the foundation of the sacraments going forward. If you remember last week, you and I talked about and we spoke with our audience about how a sacrament is an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. And the English word sacrament I mentioned last week comes from the Latin word sacramentum. And when a man joined the Roman army, he was required to undergo what they called a sacramentum. And that sacramentum had two parts. First, the soldier took an oath of allegiance to the emperor. Second, he was branded behind the ear with the number of his legion. And the purpose for that was that as a result of that sacramentum, the soldier began a new life with new responsibilities and new advantages. During the third century, two of our famous theologians, Tertullian and Jerome, began using the military term sacramentum to describe what happens when a person is renewed in Christ. Thus, a person who receives a sacrament receives a new life in Christ, new responsibilities in the church, and gains a new status as an adopted child of God. And I mentioned that gradually, over time, seven major rituals came to be accepted by the Catholic Church as sacraments. Baptism, which we talked about last week, confirmation that we're going to talk about today, Eucharist, penance, anointing of the sick, marriage, and holy orders. And it's important for us to remember that there are three kinds of sacraments. There are sacraments of initiation, which are baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist. There are sacraments of healing, which would be penance and anointing of the sick. And there are sacraments of vocation, which would be marriage and holy orders. As one author has written, in each of the sacraments, our openness to a personal encounter with Christ offers us the opportunity to accept the free gift of grace that God gives us. Now, if we understand sacraments as opening us to new responsibilities and a new status and a new life, the door that opens for us is baptism. Baptism is the door to Jesus Christ. For us as Catholics, baptism is not simply an empty ritual that we go through. Instead, it is the means by which we come into union with Christ through his church and enjoy new life. After baptism, the second sacrament of initiation is the sacrament of confirmation. And what confirmation does is it perfects the grace that we get in baptism. Confirmation is also known as chrismation. Sometimes you'll hear people use that term, that their child is going to be chrismated this weekend. So confirmation or chrismation mean the same thing. And confirmation gives us the grace to strengthen the bond with Christ and with his church that was established in baptism. And it's the second sacrament of initiation. There's a scriptural foundation to confirmation. In John 14, Jesus says, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth." And then later in the Acts of the Apostles, we have this story. "Now, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John. On their arrival, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet he had not come upon any of them, but they had been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon saw that the Holy Spirit was given through the laying on of hands by the apostles, he offered them money." This is not Simon Peter. This is another Simon that the scriptures refer to as Simon the magician. So Simon the magician, when he realized what had happened and saw that these people had gotten the Holy Spirit, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, so that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." Well, of course, Peter and John did not give him that power. But what's important about that story is that this man recognized that these people who had been baptized now had the gift of the Holy Spirit and that they were different people. So what confirmation does is take that great grace that we receive in baptism, and it makes it even stronger. And that's why confirmation is so important for us as Christians. The form of the sacrament is the anointing of what we call the confirmandi. Those are the men and women who are preparing for the sacrament of confirmation. And that those people are anointed with the oil that is consecrated by the bishop. It's known as chrism. And as the bishop anoints the person, he makes the sign of the cross on the man or the woman's forehead and says, "Be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit." There's also, before that, there's a prayer of asking the Holy Spirit to come down. What's known, we talked a bit last week about Greek words. Mm-hmm. There's a wonderful Greek word called epiclesis. And the epiclesis is when someone prays that the Holy Spirit will come down upon us. So in a confirmation ceremony, the first thing the bishop does is pray for the Holy Spirit. He says a prayer of epiclesis. Then, and that's the laying on of hands, then he anoints each one of the confirmandi individually, making the sign of the cross and saying the words, "Be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit." Then he ends the ceremony by saying, "Peace be with you." So those three elements make up the flow of the ceremony. The first minister of confirmation is the bishop. Every bishop is a successor of the apostles, upon whom the Holy Spirit descended at Pentecost. Thus, as the bishop imparts the sacrament, the church stresses the connection of the sacrament to the apostles. Now, there are certain circumstances where the bishop might delegate the ability to celebrate the sacrament of confirmation to a priest. Mm-hmm. But as often as possible, it should be done by the bishop himself. So I think that that gives us an overview, and we might stop there and take some questions.
Okay. We want to remind you that we are live in studio with Bishop George Murray of the Diocese of Youngstown. We are talking today about the Sacrament of Confirmation and the Holy Spirit, and we would like you to be a part of the program. We're going to take our first break, but I want to remind you we are taking live calls. Call us now at 888-966-2903. You are listening to the Bishop's Corner on the Living Bread Radio Network. Call us at 888-966-2903. We'll be right back.
Locally owned, Raisin Rack Natural Food Market offers health and organic foods, supplements, and personal care products since its founding in 1978. Staff will expertly and courteously serve you in Canton at 4629 Cleveland Avenue Northwest. The Raisin Rack proudly supports Living Bread Radio, found on the web at RaisinRack.com. Their phone number is 330-966-1515.
The Bishop's Corner is brought to you in part by the Knights of Columbus Insurance Program. Since 1882, the Knights have carried on their mission of protecting families from financial ruin. Today, they offer a top-quality portfolio of life insurance and annuities exclusively to the Catholic market. To find out more, your local Knights of Columbus field agent can be reached at 330-614-2063.
The Bishop's Corner is sponsored in part by Attorney Mike Demchek. Mike has served the people of Stark County for more than 35 years. He specializes in business matters, wills, trusts, real estate, and personal injury. Mike Demchek, someone whom you can trust. Conveniently located in Belden Village. He's on the web at demcheklaw.com or 330-454-2136. That's 330-454-2136.
Living Bread Radio is sponsored in part by Braylor's Cleaning and Restoration. Their services include full-service cleaning, restoration, and remodeling. Braylor's has been serving Stark, Summit, and Tuscarawas counties since 1976. Trust Braylor's to restore beauty to your home. 888-749-7887 or on the web at braylerstop.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Bishop's Corner. No phone calls will be taken at this time.
This is The Bishop's Corner on the Living Bread Radio Network. If you have a question, call 888-966-2903 or send an email to askthebishop@livingbreadradio.com. Now, back to more on The Bishop's Corner.
Welcome back to the Bishop's Corner. I'm your host, Barb Gaskell, and we are live in studio today with Bishop George Murray of the Diocese of Youngstown. We are taking your phone calls at 888-966-2903, and we are talking about the Sacrament of Confirmation and the Holy Spirit. And, you know, Bishop Murray, that I think that explanation, it was certainly helpful to me, because when you talk about, you know, that you receive the Holy Spirit at baptism and then you receive the Holy Spirit at confirmation, it's a little confusing. But when you explain how it's a strengthening, you use the word that was a strengthening of the bond, mm-hmm. and a fulfillment, I think that helps it be more real or more powerful in your life.
Well, it's somewhat similar to our understanding of the word mystery. Mm-hmm. When we come to understand a mystery such as the Holy Eucharist, mm-hmm. we never understand it completely. There's always more. Sometimes people will say to me, they think that a mystery means we can't understand anything. And I always say it's the opposite. We cannot understand everything. There will always be more to know about how God loves us. There will always be more to know about how he shows that love in the Eucharist. But what we know right now is that in the Eucharist, we have the actual body and blood of Christ, not a symbol of the body and blood of Christ, but the real presence of the body and blood of Christ. Now, how that's possible, we don't know. And we'll learn more about that when we face God at the end of time. But a mystery is continually unfolding. And in the same way, in this sacrament, we receive the grace of the Holy Spirit in baptism. And as we go through life, that grace unfolds, and we understand more and more about it. And as we grow and are more capable, God gives us more grace, all to help shape and form us into the image of His Son.
Oh, beautiful. We have a call from Ellen in Uniontown. Ellen, welcome to the Bishop's Corner. You're on live with Bishop Murray.
I appreciate the bishop taking time to do this. It so has been very fascinating.
Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning. I have a couple questions about confirmation.
Go right ahead.
Hopefully, I didn't make a big mistake in my children's lives. When I was confirmed, it was performed in third grade, mm-hmm. and we were always taught that it was making an adult decision to uphold the teachings of the Catholic Church, and I thought, how strange that this would be at age 8 or age 9. Then it was moved when I had my children to high school age, which I thought made more sense. Like you would go through the instruction and then commit to being a Catholic for the rest of your life, unless I am misunderstanding the whole premise of this.
No, you're right.
But then they switched it back to an earlier age. I forget which age it is now that they are confirming children.
Well, some places are. That's a. It really depends on the diocese. Let me take a step back from what you said.
Okay.
It was very common for children to be confirmed at the time they were baptized in the early church. As a matter of fact, what happened was baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist, the three sacraments of initiation, were all done at one time. Hmm. And in some churches, in the Eastern Catholic churches, such as the Coptic Church, the Maronite, the Melkite, the Chaldean, the Ukrainian Church, to name a few, all of these churches are in union with Rome, but they hold on to the ancient practice of baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist being administered to infants right at one time, one after another, in one ceremony. Now, the difficulty with that is that if the bishop is the ordinary minister of confirmation, it's obviously difficult for the bishop to be present at every ceremony of baptism. So his presence is signified by Holy Chrism, and the ceremony is performed by a priest. In the Western Church, what we call the Latin Rite Church, the church that you and I are used to, confirmation was separated from baptism, and it began to occur after First Communion when, as you just said, a person was able to make a choice about whether or not they wanted to follow Jesus Christ. There are some people who have argued in recent years that it would be better to go back to the older method of having baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist in one ceremony. Other theologians say it is much better to separate it, because if you separate it and the child is older, then the bishop can come and confirm the child, and it also gives the child a chance to study and prepare and make a decision about their commitment to Jesus Christ. There's debate about that among bishops, and as a result, in some dioceses they do it early on, in some dioceses they do it later. Most dioceses in the United States separate confirmation from baptism, and they may do it, many of them, I would say the majority of dioceses in the United States celebrate confirmation in 7th, 8th, or 8th grade, perhaps freshman year of high school. But there are some places where they have returned to the ancient form, and they do baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist all together. Either one is fine. And there's a tradition there of the older form. Either one gives the child the grace of the Holy Spirit. So it's up to the local bishop and his advisors as to what he thinks would be best.
I see. Well, the second part then of my question was, when my children went through their instruction for confirmation, they were juniors in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a typical rebellious age.
Yes.
But I made them go through the instruction. But then when it came time to be confirmed, I gave them the choice. And I said, if you're not willing to uphold the teachings of the Catholic Church, then this becomes kind of a farce. Now, in retrospect, I think, did I give them permission not to obtain the grace of the Holy Spirit? My sister, who is a nun, had kind of told me that when we were discussing this week. And I thought, oh my goodness, did I do something really terrible, you know, in saying, being that this is an adult choice, you have an adult choice to this. And I don't want you going through it if you're not going to uphold the teachings of the Catholic Church.
I think, Ellen, that you were wise. I think that sometimes when I go to a parish for confirmation, the pastor will say to me, we had 45 young people for this ceremony, but one decided to drop out because he or she spoke to me, and usually the pastors interview the students, and the pastor, in talking to this person, the young person said, I'm not ready to be confirmed. I'm not ready to live up to the expectations of Christ and his church. I need some more time. So that person was not confirmed. Now, we can receive the grace of the Holy Spirit every single day by praying for it. God comes to us every time we ask him to come to us, and Jesus reminds us of that. So in saying to your children, if you're not ready to dedicate yourself to Christ and his church, you shouldn't go through this, I think that's a reasonable thing to do. At the same time, I think it's important to continually encourage your children to seek the Lord's will in everything they do through prayer, and that when they're ready to be confirmed, to make that known to the pastor of your parish and then receive that special grace.
Oh, that helps a lot. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Ellen. Mm-hmm. And we need to go to break. We are live in studio with the Bishop's Corner. Bishop George Murray of the Diocese of Youngstown is taking your calls today at 888-966-2903. We are across the Living Bread Radio Network on the Bishop's Corner, and we are talking about the sacrament of confirmation and the Holy Spirit. Call us now at 888-966-2903. We'll be right back.
Locally owned, Raisin Rack Natural Food Market offers health and organic foods, supplements, and personal care products since its founding in 1978. Staff will expertly and courteously serve you in Canton at 4629 Cleveland Avenue Northwest. The Raisin Rack proudly supports Living Bread Radio, found on the web at RaisinRack.com. Their phone number is 330-966-1515.
The Bishop's Corner is brought to you in part by the Knights of Columbus Insurance Program. Since 1882, the Knights have carried on their mission of protecting families from financial ruin. Today, they offer a top-quality portfolio of life insurance and annuities exclusively to the Catholic market. To find out more, your local Knights of Columbus field agent can be reached at 330-614-2063.
The Bishop's Corner is sponsored in part by Attorney Mike Demchek. Mike has served the people of Stark County for more than 35 years. He specializes in business matters, wills, trusts, real estate, and personal injury. Mike Demchek, someone whom you can trust. Conveniently located in Belden Village. He's on the web at demcheklaw.com or 330-454-2136. That's 330-454-2136.
The Bishop's Corner on the Living Bread Radio Network is sponsored in part by Walsh University Canfield Campus, where opportunity exists for liberal arts education. Located within the Ursuline Center for more than a decade, Walsh offers accelerated undergraduate business programs and a master's in education for teachers in 2 years or less. Walsh University, a Catholic university of distinction. Find them online at walsh.edu.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Bishop's Corner. No phone calls will be taken at this time.
This is The Bishop's Corner on the Living Bread Radio Network. If you have a question, call 888-966-2903 or send an email to askthebishop@livingbreadradio.com. Now, back to more on The Bishop's Corner.
Welcome back to The Bishop's Corner. I'm your host, Barb Gaskell, and we are live in studio with Bishop George Murray. We're taking your phone calls with questions about the Sacrament of Confirmation and the Holy Spirit. That's our topic today. And you can call and be a part of the program at 888-966-2903. We have, I think, two lines open. It's toll-free, 888-966-2903. We are talking about the Sacrament of Confirmation and the Holy Spirit. And let's go to a call from John in North Canton. John, you're on the air with Bishop Murray.
Hi, Bishop Murray.
Good morning, John.
I was confirmed back in the 50s at St. Paul's Catholic Church in Canton.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was Bishop James Malone was the bishop that time.
Okay.
Either him or Emmett M. Walsh, I'm not sure, but I think it was James Malone, Bishop James Malone. And I had a sponsor, which was my uncle, and I remember part of the ceremony was every child got a slap.
I think
it was about, I don't know what age I was, probably about 14. And that I thought it was intended to make us tough to be a soldier for Christ. And I don't know if that's still part of the ceremony or not. And what was the significance of it?
John, it's not part of the ceremony now. And let me explain the development there. When I was confirmed, I grew up in New Jersey, and at my confirmation, I was also given a tap on the cheek or a slap in the face. Mm-hmm. And because that was what was normally done. Now, the reason for that was to alert the person that now that they were confirmed, they had to be what we called in the United States a soldier for Christ. They had to be willing to do what was necessary to defend and promote the faith, and that that might involve some discomfort. We see that happening right now in the Middle East, where some of the Christians there, especially the Catholic Christians, are refusing to convert to Islam. And some of the groups that have been taking over are saying, either you convert or you pay a fine or you die. And some of those people are being martyrs and saying, no, I'm not going to give up my faith. So that was to alert us to that. But there was a meeting even earlier than that, and that was as a sign of peace. It was supposed to be a symbol of touching the person was a way of communicating that we were one in the Lord. Over time, it developed that the slap was transformed into a handshake. So after anointing the young man or young woman and saying, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, the bishop says, peace be with you, and puts out his hand, and he and the newly confirmed shake hands. But that does not in any way diminish the fact that each one of us has a responsibility to stand up for our faith. And it's one of the reasons why the bishop wears red vestments at a confirmation. Red is the vestment of, it's the color of the Holy Spirit, but it's also the color of martyrdom. And so when we're celebrating the Feast of a Martyr, we always wear red, that to signify that at times in human history, Catholics have had to shed their blood for Jesus Christ the way John the Baptist did. So the symbol has evolved from a slap to a handshake, but what's behind the symbol is the same message, that we are extending peace to each other and that we have to be strong in our faith.
That's great. Thank you, Dick.
Thanks. You have a good day, John. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, John. And that leaves an open line. So if you would like to be a part of the program, you can call us right now at 888-966-2903. We're speaking with Bishop George Murray of the Diocese of Youngstown, talking about the Sacrament of Confession and the Holy Spirit. 888-966-2903. We're going to go to Gene from Canfield. Gene, you're on the air with Bishop George Murray.
Good morning, Bishop Murray. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Gene, it is my pleasure to have you on the line. Thank you for calling.
My question is, what is the connection between the Catholic thing of confirmation and the Jewish tradition of Bar Mitzvah, if there is any?
That is a fascinating question, and it's particularly intriguing because just last week I found an article about that. And the author, I was looking up if there was any parallel in other religions to our concept of confirmation. Yeah. And what I found out was that there are parallels in some Protestant religions, but that the closest parallel that we have with the Jewish religion would be the Bar Mitzvah, that sense of taking on adult responsibility and that sense of being aware of what it means to be Jewish and to live as Jewish. The one difference that I found between Catholic confirmation and the Jewish Bar Mitzvah was what I call angle of approach. In confirmation, for us as Catholics, it is not only our choosing to follow Jesus Christ more deeply. Sometimes we forget that confirmation is also about Jesus choosing us. I chose you. You didn't choose me, as Jesus says to the disciples. Confirmation is Jesus choosing us to be his disciples and our accepting that designation and choosing back to be with the Lord. The Bar Mitzvah, as I understand it, and if there's someone Jewish listening, I may have an incomplete understanding on the Bar Mitzvah, but what I read was that in the minds of Jewish families, the Bar Mitzvah is a choice that the young person makes to follow in the footsteps of the Jewish tradition. There doesn't seem to be, at least from what I read, there didn't seem to be a sense that the God of Israel is choosing this person. It's more that the person is choosing the God of Israel.
I see.
Whereas
I see.
In confirmation, it's both. It's the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ choosing us and us choosing to follow Jesus Christ.
Very interesting. Elwin, I wanted to let you know, I was confirmed in the 70s, and I was confirmed by a couple of priests, but because our bishop at the time was undergoing cancer surgery.
Oh, well, that would have been Bishop Malone was going through it.
Malone, that's right.
Yes, he was going through. Yes, and what he did was delegate the authority to confirm to priests so that no one had to wait. And
yes.
Every once in a while, something comes up. I mean, for example, confirmation season starts here in our diocese in earnest in January. There's a couple confirmations in the fall, but mostly they start in January and go through until June. And every once in a while in the 8 years I've been in the diocese, I've just gotten a bad cold, and I haven't been able to go because I mm-hmm. couldn't get there and wasn't feeling well. So I would delegate one of the priests to celebrate confirmation for me. I'm always saddened by that because I enjoy being with the young people, but sometimes you just can't do it.
I've gone to your confirmation a couple of times at our St. Michael's here.
Oh, good.
And it's been a pleasure to have you here, and we love you dearly, my
Thank
friend.
You. Thank
have
you.
Have a great day.
Do the same. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Gene. And there's a line open now if you'd like to call and get your question answered by Bishop George Murray of the Diocese of Youngstown. You can call 888-966-2903. That's toll-free from anywhere, 888-966-2903. You know, Bishop Murray, when you were talking about delegating a priest, it seems to me that when we didn't have a bishop, you know, before you were appointed here, I think it was a year or two.
True.
And it seems to me, I believe Monsignor Siffern, is that correct? He went around and did the confirmations, and I never really knew why, but you said because they really don't want the young people to wait.
Yes. Monsignor Siffern was the diocesan administrator. He's the person who was responsible for leading the diocese in what is known as the sede vacante. There's a vacant seat on the bishop's chair. The bishop's chair is vacant, and so he took the responsibility to celebrate those confirmations so that the young people who were willing and able and prepared to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit could, in fact, receive it.
And how does Holy Saturday kind of fit into that? Because many of the RCIA candidates then or catechumens are coming in and they're confirmed at that time, too.
So that would be the adults.
Right,
the adults
right.
are going through the RCIA program, and the adults generally are welcomed into the church during the Easter Vigil.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, when I'm celebrating the Easter Vigil, there'll be a young person there because it's the they're ready for baptism or confirmation, and we go ahead and do the ceremony at that time. But most times, confirmation would take place with an individual confirmation class, either at the person's parish, or we sometimes do combined confirmations at the cathedral.
Okay, we are speaking with Bishop George Murray. We're going to take a break here. We are in the Bishop's Corner. We'd like you to be a part of the program. You can be a part of the program by calling 888-966-2903. You are listening to the Bishop's Corner on the Living Bread Radio Network, and we'll be right back when we talk with Tony.
The Bishop's Corner is sponsored in part by Clinical Apothecaries of Medina. Registered pharmacist Jeff Potter works diligently to provide customized healthcare solutions for a wide variety of health needs. Clinical Apothecaries, on the cutting edge of individual health solutions for all of God's kingdom. On the web at CAIRX.com. Clinical Apothecaries, a proud sponsor of Living Bread Radio.
Support for Living Bread Radio comes from CatholicBook.net. CatholicBook.net has been serving the Catholic community for over 20 years with Bibles, books, audio, and video to help you learn about Jesus and His church. CatholicBook.net is safe, secure, and simple to use. Just a few clicks and your purchase is delivered right to your door. CatholicBook.net, a commitment to service.
Living Bread Radio is supported in part by Ohio Catholic Federal Credit Union, serving Catholic businesses and households for 60 years. Now with 6 locations in Cleveland and Akron. Ohio Catholic Federal Credit Union, meeting the needs of clients with faith, financial, and education-focused solutions. On the web at ohiocatholicfcu.com.
Living Bread Radio is sponsored in part by Fulton Road Pharmacy. Owner Tim Kingsbury, registered pharmacist, offers free delivery to Greater Canton with special attention to Stark Metropolitan Housing residents. There's convenient access parking and a drive-through window to serve you better. Prescription services with professionalism and care. Fulton Road Pharmacy, 330-456-2476.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Bishop's Corner. No phone calls will be taken at this time.
Welcome back to The Bishop's Corner. I'm your host, Barb Gaskell, and we are live in studio today with Bishop George Murray. We are taking your phone calls. We'd like you to be a part of the program at 888-966-2903. 2903. That's toll free, 888-966-2903. You can also email a question to the bishop at askthebishop@livingbreadradio.com. And we are going to take a call from Tony in Chardon, Niles. Tony, you're listening on 89.5 FM, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. You are on the air with Bishop George Murray.
Thank you. Hi, Bishop Murray.
Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. I just tuned in, so I'm sorry if this was touched upon before, but I was born in 53 and baptized like shortly after, and I was therefore in the 50s. I received late 50s. I received confirmation at a young age. So I fully support that. We had the opportunity to receive confirmation at that young age because at that time I was in Catholic school taught by nuns, and it was very well instructed what we were about to receive, all the way to the point of choosing our name mm-hmm. for confirmation.
Yes.
And that our faith would evolve around, continue to evolve around that, in particular the name we choose. So, what interests me, though, is that it's like taking algebra for the first time. You're so afraid of the course. You know a little bit about math, but by the time you get to the end of the algebra course, you're very comfortable with the topic. So the same thing about confirmation early on. You grow into it so that by the time you get to high school, that confirmation has deepened you, but it also strengthened the other sacraments, in particular the Eucharist. By the time I got to high school, after having been confirmed for a number of years, I never questioned the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. I never questioned my faith. And I'm wondering if you agree that having been confirmed under those conditions can lead one to really be very strong in the faith, in particular the Eucharist. And in regards to that, I know this isn't a topic for discussion now about so many people falling away from the true belief of the Eucharist, but could it have an effect on that, do you think?
Well, Tony, I think that's a very good question. And by the way, 1953 was a good year to be born. That was when my brother was born. So,
thank you.
Great year.
thank you.
What you're saying is raising some very important issues about how we teach our young people and how we transmit the faith to them. There are two ways of transmitting the faith. One way is to give them the basics, such as baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist, and help them to grow in that. Another way is to start them off with baptism, and then when they reach the age of reason, give them the grace and the strength of the Holy Eucharist. Then teach them through Catholic school or religious education about what it means to be a baptized Catholic who receives the Holy Eucharist, and then confirm them. And there's just a great deal of debate about that, in the same way as there is debate about how do you best prepare a young man or a young woman for college. Once in college, how do you best prepare that person to make a contribution out in the wider world? You and I, because of our ages, received confirmation as a sacrament much earlier than young people today. On the other hand, a person who is receiving confirmation as a seventh or eighth grader or as a freshman or sophomore in high school, they've had more opportunity to reflect upon the Eucharist, to study the Eucharist, than you and I had in getting confirmation early on. So it's an ongoing debate among theologians and among religious educators, and sometimes you'll even hear it among parents. I must say that parents who talk to me when I'm at various ceremonies, most parents that I have talked to think it is better to have confirmation later rather than earlier, because they see a value in their children learning more about what it is they're going to experience. But you can make an argument on the other side, and I think you're an example of the value of receiving the sacrament earlier.
Does that help you, Tony?
Yeah, it helps me tremendously, but I guess I also had an advantage that after receiving confirmation, seeing nuns every day for the next 5 years, you know, kept you reinforced about the whole package, so to speak.
You are absolutely right. The experience of going to a Catholic elementary school and a Catholic high school for me was life-changing. To those women who were so dedicated, who gave up so much to teach us and were there day after day, everything about them signified a commitment to Jesus Christ, and it was a great challenge to all of us little kids sitting in that classroom.
Thank you, Bishop Murray, for explaining it all and teaching me. Thank you.
Okay, Tony, have a good day.
Thanks for calling, Tony, and that opens a line, and you can call and ask your question of Bishop George Murray at 888-966-2903, or you can email us at askthebishop@livingbreadradio.com. And I'm going to go to an email here, Bishop Murray. Mm-hmm. This is from Harold in Massillon. He says, I was asked to be a confirmation sponsor for the daughter of a very good friend. I'm not sure what a confirmation sponsor is to do. So I guess that's kind of the other side of the coin. We've talked about the confirmandi. What does a confirmation sponsor do?
Well, if we look at confirmation in the context of baptism, we can best understand that. When a person is baptized, they have two godparents. And the responsibility of the godparents is to assume the responsibility of bringing that child up in the faith if something should happen to the parents. They are to step in and help that child to grow in their faith. Same way with confirmation. Mm-hmm. Confirmation is a strengthening of the grace that has been given at confirmation. It is opening up that grace that has been given in baptism. I'm sorry, I said confirmation. Confirmation is an opening up of that grace that's been given in baptism. The confirmation sponsor is a person who should know the confirmandi very well and is willing to help that person grow in his or her faith.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, we're going to take a break. You are listening to The Bishop's Corner. And you can be a part of the program and call right now at 888-966-2903, or you can send an email to askthebishop@livingbreadradio.com. We are speaking today with Bishop George Murray live in studio. We're talking about the sacrament of confirmation and the Holy Spirit. And if you'd like to be a part of the program, call us now at 888-966-2903. You're listening to The Bishop's Corner on the Living Bread Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
Programming on Living Bread Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh University, developing mind, body, and spirit of students in the tradition of the faith through a legacy of service. Walsh, a Catholic university with distinction, serving four campus locations, with the vision of the Brothers of Christian Instruction since 1960. On the web at walsh.edu.
This program is sponsored in part by Dr. Julie Thomas, family and cosmetic dentist. Have confidence in your smile with a full mouth makeover, teeth whitening, or porcelain veneers. That's Dr. Julie Thomas, family and cosmetic dentistry, 330-244-9081. Or on the web at drjulieThomas.com. Dr. Thomas proudly supports the mission of Living Bread Radio.
The Bishop's Corner is sponsored in part by Clinical Apothecaries of Medina. Registered pharmacist Jeff Potter works diligently to provide customized healthcare solutions for a wide variety of health needs. Clinical Apothecaries, on the cutting edge of individual health solutions for all of God's kingdom. On the web at CAIRX.com. Clinical Apothecaries, a proud sponsor of Living Bread Radio.
Living Bread Radio is sponsored in part by Brailer's Cleaning and Restoration.
Their services include full-service cleaning, restoration, and remodeling. Braillers has been serving Stark, Summit, and Tuscarawas counties since 1976. Trust Braillers to restore beauty to your home. 888-749-7887 or on the web at braillerstop.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Bishop's Corner. No phone calls will be taken at this time.
Welcome back to The Bishop's Corner. I'm your host, Barb Gaskell, and we are live in studio today with Bishop George Murray. We're taking your phone calls at 888-966-2903. We're talking about the Sacrament of Confirmation and the Holy Spirit. And Bishop Murray, I have an email here from Jacinta, who asks, is the oil that is used in confirmation the same oil that is used at the anointing of the sick?
Yes, it is. And it's also the same oil that's used at baptism. It's chrism.
Oh.
And it is and it comes from the word Christ, of course. And it is a way of communicating the presence of Christ in all that we do.
Oh, beautiful. We're going to go to a phone call from Stephen, who is calling from Akron. Stephen, you're on the air with Bishop George Murray.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Stephen.
Thank you, Bishop. I was listening to you about the responsibilities of being a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
How do you fulfill those ongoing? Like, what resources? I live in Canton. My cousin lives in Columbus, and he's about 12, 14 years younger than me, and I need to kind of help him. I've tried giving him some audios, because he's a blind kid, and like Be a Man from Father Larry Richards and stuff, but how do I work on that? Because he's not really active. He's falling away from the church slowly, you know.
All right. Stephen, the first thing you should do, and something that you should do every day, is pray for this young man. Your prayer for him is extremely powerful. So one of the things that I would recommend that you do is let him know that you are praying for him every day, that he is so important to you that you are lifting up his name to the Lord and asking the Lord to guide him. Secondly, continue doing what you're doing about sending him those audio tapes. And if you can call from time to time, the more you establish a relationship with him, the more he will feel comfortable enough to talk to you. And as he is going through this experience where he's drifting away from the faith, I don't know what the situation is with his parents, but he should know from you that he at least has one person who cares enough about him to stay in touch and to is willing to talk to him about the Lord. Beyond that, you have to leave it in the Lord's hands. But you open the door and open your arms to allow him to know that you care, and you care about him enough that you're praying for him and you're sending him these gifts.
Does that help you, Stephen?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Okay, have a good day.
Thanks for calling, Stephen. You know, Bishop Murray, I think that's most of us have, you know, I'm a confirmation sponsor, and many of us are in the same situation where we see family and loved ones who are younger and they're just not really, you know, what, of course, we all have to remember we were there one time, too,
yes,
of that age, but just maybe not following the faith and being involved in the faith. And I think it's, you know, we even got an email on that, someone who was asking, you know, what pointers would you give? What can I do to encourage that person?
Well, we can't discount the fact that we live in a society that is not supportive of faith. We live in a very busy society, a very noisy society, where there are a lot of distractions. And culturally, faith has been pushed off to the side. The greatest thing we can do is to live and lead by example. Going back to Francis of Assisi, preach the gospel. Talk, you know, use words if you must, but preach the gospel. It's how we live. And when young people see our dedication and our freedom to serve others and our willingness to make sacrifices for them, that will open up opportunities for them to wonder. And wonder then leads to questioning and can lead to a deeper commitment.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I think you talked about something, or Stephen maybe spoke about it, where he sends little things to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have little booklets that we have in the store that can be sent. Or I find that when I contact my family, my young people in my family, they don't talk on the phone, but I'll text them.
Yes, exactly.
And I love you, and exactly. How are things going? And, yeah. And they'll respond like that. But yeah. So there's a little tip there, I think, because that's not the way you and I have learned to communicate, but that's how they, that's the norm to their life today.
You're right.
We have been visiting with Bishop George Murray in studio today on the Bishop's Corner, Bishop George Murray, the Diocese of Youngstown. It's been great having you here again, Bishop Murray. It's wonderful conversation about confirmation and the Holy Spirit. Kind of feel the Holy Spirit here today. And I wonder, before we take leave, if you would give us a blessing.
I'd be happy to. I'm going to use the prayer that we use at the end of confirmation.
Oh, great.
God our Father, complete the work you have begun, and keep the gifts of your Holy Spirit active in the hearts of your people. Make them ready to live his gospel and eager to do his will. May they never be ashamed to proclaim to all the world Christ crucified, living and reigning forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, be sure and join us next time. Thank you, Bishop Murray. It's wonderful to have you here. Be sure and join us next time, which will be October 8th, and we will discuss the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Rosary. And I want to thank our director, Dan Clark. I thank our producer, John Doherty. Thank our call screener, Janet. And you have been listening to the Bishop's Corner with Bishop George Murray. This is Barbara Gaskell for the Living Bread Radio Network. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to The Bishop's Corner with Bishop George Murray, a production of the Living Bread Radio Network in Canton, Ohio. An audio archive of this program is available at livingbreadradio.com. Remember, you can email your question to the Bishop for future shows at askthebishop@livingbreadradio.com. Join us next time for more of The Bishop's Corner on the Living Bread Radio Network.
This program is sponsored in part by Dr. Julie Thomas, family and cosmetic dentist. Have confidence in your smile with a full mouth makeover, teeth whitening, or porcelain veneers. That's Dr. Julie Thomas, family and cosmetic dentistry, 330-244-9081, or on the web at drjulieThomas.com. Dr. Thomas proudly supports the mission of Living Bread Radio.
Support for Living Bread Radio comes from CatholicBook.net. CatholicBook.net has been serving the Catholic community for over 20 years with Bibles, books, audio, and video to help you learn about Jesus and His Church. CatholicBook.net is safe, secure, and simple to use. Just a few clicks and your purchase is delivered right to your door. CatholicBook.net, a commitment to service.
Living Bread Radio is supported in part by Ohio Catholic Federal Credit Union, serving Catholic businesses and households for 60 years. Now with 6 locations in Cleveland and Akron. Ohio Catholic Federal Credit Union, meeting the needs of clients with faith, financial, and education-focused solutions. On the web at ohiocatholicfcu.com.
Living Bread Radio is sponsored in part by Fulton Road Pharmacy. Owner Tim Kingsbury, registered pharmacist, offers free delivery to Greater Canton with special attention to Stark Metropolitan Housing residents. There's convenient access parking and a drive-through window to serve you better. prescription services with professionalism and care. Fulton Road Pharmacy, 330-456-2476.